and then spend up to the next 3 years studying for ICND2, if you so desire. Also, for those of you who aren't quite as advanced in their computer career, this direction might be a little easier on the checkbook. Oh yes, in recognition of its worth in the industry, comparatively speaking, CCNA is not cheap. The bulk CCNA test, 640-802, costs a flat $250 without any of the vouchers or deals you can get from some test prep companies. ICND 1 and 2 cost exactly half of that apiece. Just in case your math skills aren't quite warmed up yet, that's $125 each. Also, and this is pretty new to the CCNA, you can specialize in one of three specific aspects of Cisco administration: wireless, voice over IP, and security. You're not getting an excessive amount of new information, and most of what you're learning in the regular CCNA exam is in the CCNA specializations. It's just that with the specializations, you're getting a higher concentration of questions in your chosen subject area. So, topic-wise, for wireless, you're going to be going over everything necessary to configure, implement, and support wireless LANs using all of the Cisco equipment you're going to be getting familiar with throughout the rest of this book. That includes working with wireless routers, designing the networks themselves,